You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Here's a program from our archives. 13 days after Western Christmas, on January 7th, the Russian Orthodox Church celebrates its Christmas in accordance with the old Julian calendar. It's a day of both solemn ritual and joyous celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to Russian Christmas carols recorded on wax cylinders 100 years ago. These recordings provide a vital link to a tradition that was nearly lost to history. After the 1917 revolution, Christmas was banned throughout Russia, along with other religious celebrations. It wasn't until 75 years later, in 1992, that the holiday was openly observed. Today, it's once again celebrated in grand fashion, with the faithful participating in an all-night mass in incense-filled cathedrals amidst the company of the painted icons of saints. Christmas in Russia is associated with a number of other practices which represent a blending of tradition from Russia's Christian and pre-Christian past. It was once common practice on Christmas Eve for groups of people masquerading as manger animals to travel from house to house, having themselves a rousing good time and singing songs known as kolyatki. Some kolyatki were pastoral carols to the baby Jesus, while others were homages to the ancient solar goddess Koyada, who brings the lengthening days of sunlight throughout the winter. In return for their songs, the singers were offered food and coins, which they gladly accepted before moving on to the next home. This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.